What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Off the Rails by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. It's gonna be my intro, man. I think that's pretty fucking funny. What's up, y'all? I see the listens, you know, trickling in, you know, getting back to, you know what I mean, something consistent, whatever. I appreciate y'all for, you know, coming back while I'm putting out these off the rails episodes. You know what I mean? It's not like it was, but like I said, we're gonna try to get back to that. Today I put up a post, and I don't know. I probably put this out, I guess, Saturday or whatever. So a couple of days ago, I put up a post speaking in the future. You know what I mean, about the present, but talking about some future features or whatever. All of those are legitimate future features that I would like to come to pass, and people that I would like to have and have a good dialogue with, and you know what I mean, do my what we gonna do thing. You know what I mean? Like, I really, when I do have guests, I try to get them out of their element, but you know, get them as they are at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's like I want to bring some of what they bring to the podcast, but at the same time, I want to get them out of their element as well. And so, some dope people, you know what I mean? So you probably saw that. And if you didn't, I don't know, go back and look for it or whatever, but some future features or whatever that hopefully I can, get on the show. I think everybody is down, and one person, you know what I mean, who shall not be named. I'm gonna have to talk her into it. She know exactly who she is, but I'm going to have to talk her into it, so we'll see. Today's episode, I'm going to get right into it. You know, I ain't really have a lot of little anecdotal things to really discuss, so I'm going to get right into it. And you see by the title where I'm coming from, and nah, we ain't talking about future. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about future, but we wearing masks, obviously. I think one of my last episodes, I kind of talked about the bubble and shit like that. And so everybody wearing masks, you know what I mean? There's a mask mandate. And I really just thought about that, you know, you got people who wear the mask voluntarily, and then you got people who protest the mask, but they still hiding something. You know what I mean? They're just hiding in plain sight. You know what I mean? So we all have some type of mask, some type of veil on, even though it might not be a literal mask or a physical mask. Everybody wears some type of mask, and I wanted to talk about mine. And I kind of probably get into, you know, what I think about other people as well, but I really wanted to start off with mine. And I don't know. I've talked about this kind of here and there as far as what y'all don't see, and just different trauma and different things I've been through. I'm really starting to get to the point of acknowledging trauma and acknowledging toxic shit, because I've like ignored it for so long that I just saw it as normal. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of things that I see as normal that I'm realizing, even though I knew they weren't normal, they were normal to me. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, this is what happens. You know what I mean? This is just how it is. And I'm really trying to get away from that as much as I can, and just have a new perspective that even though I may think it's normal, that doesn't make it good. You know what I mean? Like, and I won't even say that I look at it as good or bad, but I dismiss it so much as if it doesn't affect me. And it doesn't, in a sense, but maybe deeper down it does. And so what y'all see from me typically, and what y'all hear from me, is obviously, I mean, that's what I want y'all to hear, what I want y'all to see. You know what I mean? I've talked about keeping my personal life and business and all these different things compartmentalized and separate. You know what I mean? I share a lot of things with you all through this podcast, but I don't share, you know, everything, for good reason. I mean, y'all don't need to know everything, but at the same time, I wanted to make this podcast relatable, because I wanted to show y'all somebody that's dealing with real life. Like, there's just not a lot of people and areas where you really get to see somebody's ups and downs and highs and lows. You know what I mean? You see some posts here, you see some things here, you see some celebrities do X, Y, and Z. People are getting to a point to where mental health is being a bigger conversation and people are being more transparent, but we're still a long way from that being what everybody is doing, how everybody is kind of handling their life. And again, everything ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Everything ain't for everybody, but I do want to share things with those who can get it as much as I can. You know what I mean? As much as I'm comfortable with sharing, because I'm not comfortable with sharing my entire story yet. I want to get there one day, you know what I mean, to share my entire story, my entire journey. And I may not even remember by then, but these podcasts will be out there. And unless they pull the plug and change how they do podcasts and put more restrictions on it, y'all are going to hear me. And even after I'm long gone, you know what I mean? Hopefully somebody is looking back and listening to this podcast. But I wear mine very well. I wear my mask very well, you know what I mean? And it's second nature at this point. I don't even think about it. And I was just like, when did that start? You know what I mean? I know I went through things as a kid and I was hurt and I didn't have a certain type of lifestyle. And I guess that's where it started, but I didn't know. You know, I have a certain point in my life where I feel like I know this is how I am. I know what's going on or whatever. And that's how I'm acting. But I feel like, I guess when I was younger, when I would have birthday parties and my friends couldn't come over and, you know, I didn't have no big brother, big sister and different people to play with and stuff like that. Of course, when I was out in the street, I was out in the street. But I'm talking specifically like when you, you know, again, you have a birthday party, you want people to come over. But for whatever reason, living in the hood or maybe their mom wouldn't let them or whatever it was, you know, just didn't have people over. Most of my birthdays were like solo birthdays with my mom, my sister, my pop. And we kicked it. We had fun. I got to do the stuff I wanted to do, but it's not the same as kind of what you picture, what you see on TV. You know what I mean? Didn't have money to go to Chuck E. Cheese or throw it at some type of gym or have some big space. Probably most of my birthdays were spent at home until I got older or until I got out of the house or whatever. So there may have been some things there, but the moment specifically that I remember is when my dad passed. My dad died. And I've talked to y'all about this before, but I can't remember. And so, I'm going to just repeat a little bit of it. But when I heard my dad passed, I tried to make myself sick. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't trying to kill myself or nothing like that as a kid. But it was like, I felt so bad that I didn't want to feel good. So I like bought like a bunch of food or like a piece or whatever it was. And I tried to eat the whole thing by myself. But I also at the same time didn't want anybody to know how hurt I was. Like that's the moment that I remember like acknowledging like, yo, I'm gonna do some shit, but I don't want nobody to know I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I didn't want nobody to talk about it. And it had so many different things going on, but I resorted to that immediately to where I didn't want my friends to know. And I don't know if that's a boy thing. I don't know if that's just coming from Little Rock, Arkansas. I don't know exactly what that was, but that's when I feel like I had something in me switch to where I put this mask on, you know, because I am looked at as the brother, the big brother, the leader, the friend. Like I'm looked at and so highly regarded by those around me, and I appreciate it. And it's a lot of weight. You know what I mean? I've always kind of had to be the more mature, the more this, but even in grieving, I've tried to be the strongest person. I didn't cry at my father's funeral. I cried in the limo or whatever, the hurt, whatever, going to the funeral and didn't cry at the funeral. I didn't tell anybody at my school that my father had passed. I went back to school like it was a regular day. Like I didn't, you know what I mean? And that was probably after the summer, but still I went back to school like it was normal. And it might've been actually like right before the summer, whatever, but I went back to school like it was normal. Nobody would have known. I had someone else close to me pass years later and I went back to work like it wasn't nothing. Didn't tell anybody. I wasn't even going to take any days off. And it wasn't because I was hurt, but It was just something about me that didn't want people to see me hurt. You know what I mean? I don't know. I got this whole thing about I got to be strong and I got to carry all this weight and I got to be tough and I got to be, you know, it's like that vulnerability thing to where I just didn't allow myself moments to be vulnerable. And this is in public and in private. And when I mean in private, I mean like around my family and the people that are nearest and dearest to me, I didn't allow myself to be vulnerable. And I put up this shield, which I still have to this day, and I'm still processing through it. It's just something that I didn't think about, but I went through these different moments and I did that. You know what I mean? I did it and I did it well. I mean, literally, I was the guy that nobody would know something was going on. You would think he's still smiling, he's still doing this, he's still doing that. And that is the approach that I took to handling these different things. My sister got arrested and went to jail. And I got a call about it. You know what I mean? They got her and whoop-de-woo. And man, I was hurt. I walked out of the office and I cried. And once I got through, I walked back in like nothing had happened. I thought about leaving work that day and I didn't. And I was messed up. A lot of these times I'm messed up and I don't show it, you know? I don't talk about it. I don't discuss it. Even with those closest to me, I'm going to keep repeating that because, you know, it's not good. You know what I mean? It's not healthy. And I'm talking to my homeboys and we trying to do better with that now because we all kind of got this thing. You know what I mean? It's either that or it's like this thing of y'all can't help me. So I'm not even going to talk to y'all or express anything to y'all because I feel helpless. Like y'all can't change my situation. Y'all can't do anything about it. So there's not even any point in talking about it, but you keep all of that shit in. As much as I talk, as much as I'm on social media, as much as I keep so much shit in, which is why I have so much to say and so many stories to tell, you know, because I keep so much shit in. You know, even now, I've been making little comments kind of like here and there, and you know what I mean? But it's like, man, you go through real shit, man, and I'm not a person. I don't want no sympathy. You know what I mean? I don't want no sympathy. I don't want nothing that ain't genuine. I don't want nothing that ain't real. I don't want nothing that, you know, you feel like you got triggered by something to do something. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, where the, you know, just check on niggas and look out and see how people is doing, man. I don't even respond to my friends texting when they text me like group texts and, man, how y'all feeling? How y'all doing? I just don't feel right about this shit. And then sometimes I just don't want to share my shit in front of other people. But then it's like, why? Why do we have this thing to where, I don't even know if it's a caring thing or not caring thing, but people go through shit. I am a person that I talk to motherfuckers all the time. I talk through shit. I do this for everybody else. And something I talked about on an older episode, it's like I can help everybody else. Or I try to help everybody else, but nobody can help me. I don't know if it's because I don't allow it or they don't try hard enough, but even I can't help myself. I've always been like that or whatever. It's some weird thing, you know what I mean, where I can't help myself. And I'm trying to process it as best I can. I'm hurt. I'm this, I'm that. And, you know, I be going through it. You know what I mean? I be going through it, man. And, you know, you just try to keep on going. You know what I mean? You just try to keep walking. You know, I don't have an answer for everything. I don't know why things happen the way that they do. My motto is worry about the things that you can control and don't worry about the shit that you can't. But that's difficult, you know, in itself. You know what I mean? Just to live that way. And again, you don't want to put all your business on social media and just for mass consumption and all of that. You know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes you do just want to express yourself somewhere in some type of space. You know what I mean? You just want to express yourself. And But then I be thinking like, man, I'm gonna look corny or I'm gonna look this way, like I'm gonna look crazy because like, you know, certain stuff you need to keep and you know what I mean? But then it's like, shit, you've been keeping this shit to yourself so long, you need to get it out. You know what I mean? It ain't good for you to keep it in. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a fine line or whatever. And I consider myself a solid, real nigga. You know what I mean? And again, with some of that comes toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? Like, it comes some toxic shit when you say you're a real nigga because you do shit that is self-defeating, self-harming and shit like that. You know what I mean? When you say that. So I'm not trying to, you know, I've never really wore my emotions on my sleeve and I'm not trying to necessarily do that. I just want to, you know, figure out me personally how to process my emotions better. I could have made this longer, but, you know, I don't necessarily have to, whatever. So I've kind of condensed some information and just kept it to myself. But, you know, things don't have to do with one another. You know what I mean? Like, people can guess, you can do this, that, and the third, but you ain't gonna know exactly what's going on with me until I want you to. You know what I mean? I try to control that aspect of my life as much as I can. You know what I mean? That's in my control. I don't have to just let that go or release that. A lot of people, I would say, and I mentioned this at the beginning, I think a lot of people are hiding in plain sight. You know what I mean? And I really do be wondering. You know what I mean? I'll see some things here and I reach out to people when I do see things that seem out of the ordinary or not normal. And I do it sincerely. Like, it ain't no games. It ain't nothing like that. I really be checking in on people. That's just my fucking nature. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Whether they want to or not, I just kind of extend the olive branch and kind of see. It don't matter, men, women, family, you know what I mean? I try to do that as best I can. And again, I try to talk through these different things and encourage people and uplift people. And then I have to think to myself is that I don't have that, generally speaking. Like, I don't have that for myself. And, you know, I've just learned to power through shit. Power through, you know what I mean? That's just been my fucking thing, to kind of power through it. Me and my homeboy, we kind of doing it, you know what I mean? Trying to give each other motivation, but motherfuckers going through shit. You know, the homies, they going through shit too while I'm going through shit, you know what I mean? But I always look at it like we can't all be down. Like, somebody got to be up, you know what I mean, to help the other people up or whatever. Like, fuck, if everybody down, damn, what we going to do? You know what I mean? Somebody got to be up, or at least act like they up, pretend like they up. So I do my best, but you see these different people on both sides of the spectrum, whatever you want to consider both sides, and do you really know what's going on? You know what I mean? But behind that post, behind that IG, that story, but, you know, do you really know what's going on? You know what I mean? People talk about the tears of a clown and the life of a comedian and all these different things. And it's just like, damn, you know what I mean? We can joke all the time. We can shoot the shit all the time. But that real shit is the shit that people want to avoid. That's why I did this podcast, man. It's like, yo, let's get to the real shit. Let's get to the shit that you don't want everybody else to know. And shit, if I got to expose myself and put my information out there for you to even have a conversation with yourself, I am willing to do that. You know what I mean? I'm not Jesus. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm just AJ, but I'm willing to look in myself and talk about my life and my experiences in hopes that somebody gets something from it and say, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing some of that same shit and I ain't even realize it, you know what I mean? And I need to do some shit differently, you know what I mean? I need to take some time to myself. I need to figure my way out of that, whether it's counseling, whatever it is. I need to start on that journey of repairing that thing that might be broken in me that I think is working perfectly fine. But this shit ain't normal. We criticize people for being too emotional. We made people feel bad about it. We, you know what I mean? This is just something growing up. I'm 33 and this is just something growing up. Like, again, you look at that shit like it's a weakness or whatever, man. But I'm starting to believe it's strength in that. People, you know, telling their truth. I ain't talking about being messy and just bullshitting and shit like that. I'm talking about people just being real with themselves, good or bad. Okay, that's what I'm going through. That's what it is. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me. That's me. I salute y'all, man. I know it's this time of the year. People have had loss or, you know, just family members and fathers and mothers and, you know, kids and miscarriages and all different kinds of things. And I want to encourage y'all, man, to power forward as best you can. It's okay. We all going through some shit. No matter how it look, no matter how good somebody got it, I promise you, probably 99% of us is going through some shit. It may not be every day or every other day, but we all got the different things in our lives that we're fighting or that we're trying to handle or that we're losing control of, and we're just trying to figure it out. If y'all want to hit me up, hit me up. You know what I mean? We can talk about it or whatever. You know what I mean? And I know some people have extended that to me, and like I say, I'm trying to do better. You know what I mean? Like I'm a certain type of dude, and you know that code don't change easily no matter what I'm going through. But I am trying to do better. Damn. All right, y'all. This is another episode of Off the Rails by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am again your host AJ. Find me wherever you find me. You know what I mean? Or don't. But man, I appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? I appreciate just having this space to have this conversation. You know what I mean? And hopefully it made sense. You know, y'all know how I get. Hopefully it made sense. All right, y'all. I'm done. I ain't gonna keep talking. Peace.